Blog Talk Radio.
There is a word especially for you. When you think you're about to give up gas, just read your Bible, it'll tell you what to do. Be not weary, enduring well, for in due season you're gonna reap.
Good morning. Welcome once again to our weekly internet program. I'm your host, Brother Joel Lewis, and you are listening to Free on the Inside, an internet program to inform you, to encourage you, and to challenge you to be all you could be. We're live. We're on site here at Shady Grove Baptist Church over in the Oak Cliff area, Joppy, Texas. If you're not familiar with Dallas, Texas, then Joppy is a little suburb outside the city of Dallas. So, but we're here for a great time this morning. We're over here at our annual men's breakfast. This is something we do every year, but we come together as men to encourage men. Iron sharpens. We have great testimonies that's going to be shared with us today. We also have life skills presentations that's going to be also shared with our men, because we want them to be able to leave this here city with some information to be informed and to be empowered that God is greater than anything they ever can face. Amen. So we want them to know that God is up to something in their life. Amen. So we're going to bring guests on here from time to time so you two can just listen to the testimonies of the men. But we're also going to let you hear a part of the program. And we pray that you're being blessed by it. We're not accepting any phone calls today because we live. We on site. So tell all your friends to just tune in to Blog Talk Radio / Granny's Place. That call-in number you can share with someone. If you already know the number, I'm going to give it out anyway. It's 310-982-4126. Amen. And we have some young men that's on the program. We have some older guys on the program. But guess what, man? You're on the program. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Amen. And we're going to step in here, and we're going to invite some people to come aboard and be a part of what we're doing. We pray that you hear the show, and the show is being live. And so as we move around, you're going to hear us doing the presentation. So we got young men that's speaking today, so we want to hear what they have to say. We have one, I guess, that's coming on right now to the spoken word ministry. We're excited about what he's doing. It's going to be Brother. Yeah, dear brother, he's going straight into the program. We've been here before. And so he's going to do his thing. And we pray to be able to hear you, enjoy, and let you tell somebody about what we're doing right now. Amen. So we're excited about what God is doing in the life. This is OG with OG Ministry. It's going to bless us. Amen. So sit back and relax and enjoy the program.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
And so as we get into the program, I would say that you've been excited by the God, word of God. Amen. We're going to have an interview from OG that's going on with him. And so we thank you for this opportunity. Amen. So there you go. You know, and so as we do this program, we want you to feel that God is up to something. We got quite a few men here that's here to carry scars. You know what? You know, you could be doing other things on Saturday morning, but yet you said to John, other people that's praising God. And you know, God is not taking that lightly. You know, if you spend your time in the presence of God, he'll reward you more than you can ever imagine. Amen. He'll bless you more than you ever can imagine. Amen. So we got some guests and people that are coming in here later, so they should be here in just a little bit, amen. So here we are right now. We got some more groups of guys that's coming up here right now. We're in for a great time. Amen. And, but you heard OG from OG Ministry. OG is no stranger to the program. He's been on before, and he truly is a blessing. And what we'll do, we'll try to get him to come on in here a little bit later, amen. And so, yes. So we got them coming on out here right now. We got a group of guys coming in from the Dallas Life Foundation. Amen. So they're going to come on out. They're going to be a blessing to the program. Amen. So we want to thank them for it. They come out each and every week, each and every year. This is they've been here 7 times here. It's truly been a blessing here. Amen. So how you gentlemen doing? Welcome, welcome. Come on in. Enjoy yourself, brother. Come on in and bless us. Amen, amen. We got a group of guys. We got a van load up, so we got the speakers. He's going. God bless you, brother. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. I'll go on in and have a seat there. Let God work with you. Let him minister to you. Amen. Amen. So we want to thank him. And as our van driver's pulling off, we want him to be safe. And we want him to have an opportunity to come in. Maybe go over and get him a cup of coffee or a snack or whatever it may be. But we allow him. Amen. So we're in for a great time this morning. Amen. So we're going to kick back into our guest, Michael Pemberton, and he's going to share with us financial literacy. So we're going to kick back and enjoy what he had to say. Amen.
Use your mic. Yeah. Amen. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're going to take a minute right here. We'll listen to Eric. He's speaking on financial literacy and something that we all ought to take hold of. Take on a position of your own finances and let God work it out. I hope you enjoy this speech and his presentation. We're going to get right back to the program and let you continue to listen in.
I can sing all over the degree. Everybody in my is all the people. You know, I'm amazing. I'm a big deal. I love it. But the Bible is not one of the people. Well, I'm a big deal. I'm a big deal.
I don't know. Great presentation we had from Eric talking about financial literacy, and you kept hearing him, you know, word was free. It's free. Well, you know, gift of salvation is free in God, honors those things. So we're going to go on with the program. We're going to have some more guests coming up here in a few minutes. So we want to thank him for that. We pray that you'll be blessed. You can go back and always listen to that. I'm going to be quiet and let the program go on. Enjoy the program. I'm going to get back with you in a little bit.
mother down there to say, okay, so I'm here to say that, you know, if you ever want to have the, you know, the drive to do something, you got to start, you know, saying it in mind. You got to say, I want to do this. You got to say, how I'm going to get it. So I've been thinking for at least 6 months before I get out to that part. And I have my parents and my friends for all that time that really will make something. And it was just a complete waste of time. And I really was going to know that that's what I was going to do. So I moved to the hospital. And it really pains me because I felt like now I have direction in my life for the company. I knew there was a
house that some
to the man. So, I was majoring in music for 14 years. And finally, if you're a man, I think I'll be more than 7 next door.
You just heard a great testimony from Michael Lightman. That your God has continued to bless him now he's going on to college. God be the glory. Amen.
The first thing I made up for those of you listening, I need y'all to be living out serious today. I need y'all to understand this today. But in spite of what you may have done, in spite of what you may have said, in spite of having the time he told you what you did.
Yeah.
I'm going to move right along.
Y'all don't get it. You don't get it.
You go up and say, but
God.
It could have been. It should have been. It would have been.
And we have Brother Kenny Thomas from the Reconciliation Ministry. He's coming on. He's going to share with us the goodness of God. Reconciliation has been a part of this program for a number of years. So we're always excited about how God is going to use them. So your next voice you'll hear will be Brother Kenny from Reconciliation.
My name is Richie Thomas. I'm living in the same place God.
Thank you. Thank you.
whole time from here without a penitentiary. Without the black churches, and we do money for them. Okay? And we're really big on finding the most of our churches are more, even though they're the rich. Okay? And how can you advance the cause of God or the Jews by God? Taking by force to try to financial needs and use it. And our churches are suffering because we're more concerned with our needs than the white people. Why are you worried about what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear, what you're going to speak? The Blessed Father is having to care more about you than he does the sparrow or the living of the sin. They're hidden by the faith. To step out and trust them to sin. I've discovered that. I got out of 2003 to 2012. I don't have a job. So I make my car most every month. I'm paying the bills for my mother, the house I live in. And I'm contributing to my church. Most of them. Why? But God, in other words, God, in the even way, God is only for the justice. You use it when you want to compare two ideas, or two words, or actions, or two things. And it contrasts, it compares the differences between things. By life, before, looks good in the eyes of the public. But inside, I was like the student said that I was a whitewashed student. But inside, I was dead and bone. But God knew what he had put in me. Not what the world said I would be. I am who he says I am in that book. I can do what he says I can do in that book. And I can have what he says I can have in that book. I've been praying for him. There's a place called Black Man Down. Missing in Africa. Missing in family. Missing in faith, missing in education, missing in economics, and missing in government. And that's not the way it is. God is looking for a few good men. I'm looking for a man who will stand in the gap that I might partner in. You know what I mean? Now, just turn it up. You can all get a stand there. You're not here because we're here to see what God is doing.
Amen.
To recognize that we're not alone.
Yes.
It is in the past, not faith, for the Lord on my side. Tell me where would I be with you? You've got to ask comparison. The heart is right. The logic of that we made in this couple of years, all of the prosperity in this country, people are free to have it in hand. There is need of an answer. But as my master said, so the problems that we face that overwhelm us in the family, and the least that we have to be for all of them, the problems that we face. But God has been given the Holy Ghost, stop for the past, for the ancient, for the old, for the Him, and for all the times. If you don't do anything else, you need to be in the Lord. But God, we got all things. You know what? I got a cool time to tell you. You're going to fall in one of four categories and you're not going to be like tonight. You're going to be occasionally with this story.
Move the world.
for the same lesson we did. We are tolerating the truth. We have to give the right chapter. That's for the Christ came in our life. We fight for the wrong thing. We're killing each other as friends. But I was a man. The man is not our enemy. I looked in the mirror and I saw the enemy in his eyes. I'm just telling you, man, I made the note. This is the African American and his family in the country, besides what? This is 3 years, 70% of the professional football players have retired. And he's a financial broker and bankruptcy and service. Basketball players, 3 years, 70%. They are homeless. Maybe they'll need it. They'll score in football. And maybe they'll have a sense of what's great. Maybe they should not be able to put all of those reasons. But you can take the person out of the living and put it somewhere else. And you don't get to live out of him. He just got worse from his network. We go to church, our last is not. We don't understand economic system. We try to tell you, a Hebrew doesn't need to know all that. It is that person that you know, like a man of God does. You focus on your family and your neighbor. Who's my neighbor? Eric. Oh, man. I'm going to stop on that. We're with you. I need to plug in. That's why I'm here. I'm a wholesaler. My church, we're small. We don't have a good three at the end. We have the pastor's son and the doctor's son. And we're all elders in the side of this from this pastor's church. But God said, I don't need a whole lot. We need one. And I'm like, no. So we just believe. I'm in this business because we're all small. So, man, we keep on running. Right? So we believe. I want to talk a little bit about bridging the gap. And a church is doing a wonderful job of ministering to people in life. Talk about another people that set the price of this is something that you don't do very well. You can't simply protest to the fact that they see this set price of doing it. You don't know where they went. If they left, is it anyway? You don't have a mechanism in place. The reason we choose to want to bring somebody or somebody into the people of God, we have a reason that's going to transition into the house of God and put you into the support. Because see, it says that we receive, we find it, you know, the blessing of the in the inside of the country, thank you. And so it says that in the time, some of us have time to deal with it. Give you the application, give you the resources, and give you the support. All I have to do is to live my best. To help myself. If I'm feeling all the things, we need to begin to look at what we need to do. So, you know what? One of the things I've noticed, and I'm going to say this, but I'm not saying something. Saying something simple. And all these information, when I look around and see that, oftentimes, there's other ethnic groups that do more for this. I can't figure out why it is that compassionate people put out the same thing called ethnic persuasion. Care more about us than we do. It doesn't make sense to me. When I look around and see the Church of Christ over the fields of Wartenberg, serving 67% of people who serve after the Christ was changed. It doesn't make any sense to me when I see the Dunningfield Church of Christ that are off the Eddyville. Having programs, recovery programs, and providing housing for 77 people who are African American descent. When a pastor who comes from a Holland Park and says, well, Mike, you are a unique person. I thank God for being alive. So we're looking for African American pastors and ministers and deacons and churches who we can partner with to help share the resources that God has still got to give us. So we can't find them. And when we find them, they don't want to invest the time that's necessary for us to transition. They want to come over and then they want to go up real quick. But we get some of the people, we know what's going on there with you. We know it gets greater rates. And it's over what? Minimum. They're not getting greater rates. And so we have real fun. It's not a big day, bro. It's a real time. I'm not going to do that. So for the last 5 months, anyway, I've been positive with this church. Every Wednesday night, every Thursday night,
Because we need to be able to create a place
But also being in the recovery. And so he also includes some financial literacy in that also. So we want you to be very mindful. This is God's business. this is God's business. This is God's business. Amen. So we see the the brother really fired up right now. They really fired up. They really fired up. Amen.
Now we are down to testimony. Robert Ford. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Yeah, Lord.
I was glad when they said unto me, yeah, let me come into the house of the Lord.
Yeah,
and it was my testimony, 1973. It was my testimony in the 80s. And I can say to you and hear you today, the Lord is with me, nothing to all of the Lord.
Yeah.
And they asked me to do something up. Stay on deep. Keep me in perfect sin. Amen.
Bears the weight. It has to have a certain kind of faith. It's going to fall on top of the other. And you don't want to be there when that happens. Because watch this, you don't even know what's going on. You might see cracks and holes in the gut, but it's slowly coming out. You don't know. Second one, middle wall, and the interior wall. That wall can be moved. Have you ever been in a house and it had so many walls in it and you walk in anyway, so funny to something, so funny to walk. There's no space. The thing that we have to understand is these walls that we build, the people that we love, they don't have space. They want to love you. They want to have access to you. So they constantly want to use the it's your choice. They should be uncomfortable. There are people that feel comfortable in the sexual business. There are people that feel comfortable in the company. They don't want to have access to the outside world. As long as they know what's on the inside, they're able to move them. So if you come in, you just move on to the stage. Are you there? Well, yeah, no. I'm going to be doing it. And all they see is your son. They're running into your son. He's certain that they're going to find you. They're not seeing you. Very crazy. So there he is. For no one laid any foundation, except the one that was already laid, which is Christ Jesus. Foundation already laid, so therefore, you need to be that very one. So you're mad. Because watch this. When you stand, they give the truth. They give the truth. The wrong. He's going to walk in. So he's going to plant. They don't have to worry about the winds and the waves and the little waters and stuff like that. Matthew 7 talks about these building fields. Buildings, foundations, and fixed things and all this other stuff. But watch the little water to eat. They saw their houses. Oh, man, what? They said, I need this one house right there. I mean, you don't go out on this land and build some houses, and you try to do things. But God went a different direction. When the flood started to hit, boom. Put your family in. Put your family in. The boy. The kids in and out of jail. Watching. Go down to the home. Because you saw. That foundation was dirty. You thought you could put anything. You could build it on anything. You could build it on that dog country. You had to build it on a rock. A petrified rock. You got to do that on this dog country. Water came in. Boom. The whole thing. Everybody going, you just watch these whole thing. And you just stand there. You want to be in a place for the day. That is family. They don't let you do what I got to do. With the foundation, that will be later. But then, that will be a trigger for all the problems that you don't think of and stuff like that. Now they can't have access. They need family, friends, co-workers. They want to love you. But they can't have it. You got to be walking with them. They come in and eat. But yet, they want to look at you. But you feel comfortable with you. You have to come to eat. new invasion. You have to recognize the Christian. Lord is the behind you. He found you. You know, I see. I had to learn one time ago. God is not speaking. He gave it to you. He gave it to you how you hold it, the family. How you hold it, the community. He's holding you, taking the ship with you. Not your circumstances.
We're here to tear down walls. We're here to tear down walls. And Nehemiah said,
They were happy. In the form of the youth. But for us, and that's not always good. The mosaic building wall. We find security behind the wall. There are only, that's the desert of gold. Within those walls. And allow you to walk out. You don't hear about that. In other words, we're afraid. Because you're looking at where you are. You're looking at where you came from. And you carry me. That's a wall. That's a wall that's being set up. And when people see that, well, I'm not getting it. Because you're being it wrong. As long as you walk around with that wall ripping it up, they feel it wrong.
Because
get told you that that's not security, because nobody else is coming with you. And you can't get out. It's just free. So it's really, I'm going to turn it again. I'm going to turn it again. When I put my money, walk in the house and wait, I said, lay that on.
That they should do according to this one. Although I took my lap and said, oh God,
take out every man from his house and from his labor that performs not this work. Because thus we can be shaken out and empty. And all the congregation said, amen, praise the Lord. And the people did according to his point. Amen. Now, I read that to say this. We've all prayed the Lord. And a lot of our Lord came to those that offered I had been to the minister, but then in and out of there. And like even the devil's glory, but we all come through something. And so what I had came through. I like for a while, I know I was walking God there. Because I just, there's something in my spirit I knew as a child that I love God. I have grandfathers and grandmothers and uncles that brought me and they brought me to church. And that opened my family up to church. It was on this side of the And when I say I live on two sides of the fence, on my one side of my family, but I always wonder why, on the good side, why I didn't think to hang around the uncles and the family. I come to find out on that side, yeah, there's the money on that side, but there was a lot that came with that side. Had an uncle that led a gang in L.A., murders and all that stuff, that all along fighting with a lot of Texas and all that stuff. And this is how my life started on this journey. My mother was murdered when I was 6 in Seminole. Moved out to the country, got raised up by one of those Baptist uncles and aunts, They had to go to church for everything. I was loved God. But then, as I started getting older, I started trying to find myself and being around a big family.
Yeah.